number, which is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 855-915-WMFO. Be right back. Okay, 2 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO. I'm from your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just have to give me a call, 855-915-WMFO. Major League Baseball. In the American League yesterday, the Blue Jays 9 and the Orioles 1. The Rays 6 and the Yankees 3. Cleveland 6 and the A's 3. Tigers 3 and the Astros 2. White Sox 6 and the Twins 5. Rangers 2 and the Royals 1. And the Angels 5 and the Red Sox 2. Over in the National League, the Giants 5 and the Nationals 3. The Brewers 5 and the Pirates 3. The Phillies 9 and the Braves 5. The Rockies 7 and the Mets 2. The Marlins 11 and the Cardinals zip. The Padres 2 and the Reds 1. That game went 10 innings. And the Diamondbacks defeat the Dodgers 4-2. In the interleague play, the Mariners defeat the Cubs 4-1. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 with a scored a run with an RBI. He got his 21st home run. Mookie is on the trail of Ricky Henderson as far as leading off games with home runs. I don't know what the record is. I'm sure Ricky Henson holds it, and I'm going to check that out, and as soon as I find out, I will pass it on to you. Not today, but I have to do some research and check that out. Anyway, Mookie is batting 303. Also got a walk in that game. Dustin Pedroia went 1-for-3, scored a run, got two walks. He's hitting 304. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting 330. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting 295. Hanley Ramirez 1-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting 276. Hill went 0-for-4. He's hitting 167. Travis Shaw went 0-for-2 with two walks. He's hitting 265. David Ortiz did not play. Hanley Ramirez with the DH, and Shaw played first base, and Hill played third. Brents was started in left field, went 0-for-2. He's hitting 275. Brock Holt, a pinch hit for him, went 0-for-2. He's hitting 254. And Sandy Leon went 2-for-4. He's hitting 391 on the season. You go, Sandy. Pomerantz started. He went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, two walks, four strikeouts. His ERA with the Red Sox is 7.53, 0-2 on the season. Kelly came in, pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up two and one-third innings, gave up two hits, two walks, struck out one. His ERA is 7.62. And Lane came in, pitched a third of an inning, struck out one. He had a 3.77 ERA. And the standings right now, the Blue Jays lead the American League East. The Orioles are in second place. The Blue Jays have a record of 59-45. The Orioles are in second place, 58-45, half a game behind. And even though the Red Sox have been stumbling, what, one win in their last six games, they're still only two games back at 56-46. In the Central Division, Cleveland, 59-42, have a 4.5 game lead over the Tigers, who are 56-48. And out west, Texas, 61-44, best record in the American League. And followed by the Astros, 55-48, and the Marlins, 52-50. Astros are 5 games back, and the Mariners are 7.5 games behind. Over in the National League, in the Eastern Division, the Nationals lead 61-43, a record. They lead the Marlins, who are 56-48. They're 5 games back. The Mets are 53-50, 7.5 games behind. And in the Central Division, the Cubbies 62-41, with the best record in baseball right now. Cardinals 56-48, 6.5 games back. Pirates 52-50, 9.5 games behind. And out west in the National League, the Giants 60-44, the Dodgers 58-46, 2 games behind, and the Rockies 52-52, 8 games behind. Those are the standings. That's the status of what's going on right now, excuse me, in Major League Baseball. Like I said, the Red Sox have been struggling, one win in their last six games, and yet they're only 2 games back, so don't panic. Don't be jumping off any bridges or anything like that, you know, or any tall buildings. We're still in the race. I think we have a very good shot. We just have to get our pitching and our hitting together. It seems like when we get good pitching, the hitting's not there. Ask David Price about that. And when we get good pitch, when we get good hitting, the pitching is not always there. Or sometimes the pitching is there, but the bullpen gives it up, you know, so. Hey, we are a work in progress, and I see progress. I am hopeful, and so therefore, you should do that too. 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, which is the July 31st. 2016 edition. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call. 617. I'm sorry. That's ingrained in my brain. I've been saying 617 for almost 24 years. It'll be 24 years in September. I'm starting my 24th year here on WMFO. Beginning with Sounds of Praise, I think A Brown Perspective on Sports is something like 16 years. But anyway, we've been here a long time, so 617 is ingrained in my memory bank. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Yeah, teacher, me. I could never have asked for more, and I could not have had a better child.
This is the mother of Elizabeth Sudo.
She gave me all the love and all the joy a parent ever hopes to get from a child. How many more Elizabeths will be killed before this senseless slaughter stops? Why do we keep killing our children? There is no physical pain that compares to the pain of losing a child.
Do whatever it takes. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. An appeal from the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and this station.
And also your friends at Sounds of Praise and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:15 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. My host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. I want to get you involved in the conversation. You need to know our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay. As far as Major League Baseball is concerned, since we don't have a whole lot of other stuff to talk about, I see the American League East race continuing to be a three-way battle right down to the wire. I'll be surprised if any one of the three teams, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, the Red Sox, pull away to a commanding lead. And since they have so many games to play with each other, and then there are the Yankees and the Rays who can play the spoiler role. I see that as being a tight race all the way down to the end. Cleveland is a surprise to me out west. I'm sorry, in the Central Division of the American League. Tigers have been making a run recently. They're 4.5 games back. And I haven't seen Cleveland recently. Early in the year, I saw them, and I was not impressed. But what do I know? They've been doing it for Terry all season long, and hey, I wish them the best. Tigers, I think, have more hitting. Like I said, since I don't see them that often, either team that often, I can't really tell you whether Cleveland's going to be able to hold on or whether the Tigers are going to catch them. The world champion Kansas City Royals, last time I looked, they were about 11 games back. I don't think they're making it this year. In our West, the Rangers have a 5-game lead over the Astros. Haven't seen the Astros recently. The Mariners are 7.5 games back also. I think Texas has a good shot at holding on, based upon what I've seen of Texas, and I've seen them more recently than I've seen the Astros. So, there you go. In the National League, you haven't seen much of the National League teams. Unless there's a serious collapse, the Nationals should hold on in the National League East, with the Marlins trying to make a run for it. The first time in quite a while, the Marlins went out and got a player. Usually they're selling players, because they don't want to pay the big-time contracts. But they're 5 games back, and I haven't seen the Marlins play all year, so I can't really tell you. The Mets are 7.5 games back, and, I think the Nationals should win it out there. Chicago Cubs were the favorite going into the season. They have the best record in Major League Baseball, not by a whole lot. They're 1 game ahead of Texas in the American League for the best record. The Cubbies have a 6.5 game lead over the Cardinals. The Cubs have had their problems recently, although Aroldis Chapman may help in the back end of the bullpen. Cardinals and the Pirates just don't seem to have enough to catch up, so I'm thinking Cubs all the way. Haven't seen the Dodgers play. They're 2 behind the Giants, and to be truthful, I was not that impressed with the Giants, although we didn't see the Giants' best pitchers, so maybe that's it, but I don't know. Here again, I haven't seen the Rockies, who are 8 games back, so there you go. Haven't seen a lot of teams, so I can't tell you that much about it. But anyway, maybe it should be an interesting race most of the year for the rest of the season in both leagues and in all the divisions. no one seems to be, you know, saying, okay, we're going to crank it up and run away with it, except, you know, maybe the Cubs. Okay, 420 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnie Brown, another edition. This is July 31st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know the new number, so I need to give you the new number. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I shall be back. We'll be right back.
name's Jamal, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by a guy named Rick, who took a class
with the American Red Cross after I received blood, which was given at a blood drive by Maria,
who gave blood after being encouraged by my husband, David, who learned how to make a
family disaster plan and build a disaster supplies kit from Eddie, who volunteered
to answer phones last spring. But it all started out with Angela, who helped
Eddie's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. There are simple things you can do through your local Red Cross to help prepare yourself, your family, and your community for the unexpected. Whether you decide to volunteer to help out those in need, give blood, or make a disaster supplies kit for your family, your actions can change lives. To get involved, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 429 is the Brown Perspective on Sport. Time my host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new phone number, which is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, and the PGA Golf Tournament suspended yesterday because of rain. Jimmy Walker is 9 under. Robert Streb, who I've never heard of, is 9 under. Jason Day is 7 under. Emiliano Grillo is 7 under. And Henrik Stenson is 6 under. You don't hear the big names anymore, don't you? Do you? Except Jason Day. What Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Sammy Snead and so many others, I won't say so many others, Ben Hogan, a few others, who have dominated in golf for, you know, considerable period of time, isn't happening because it isn't easy to do. As Mickelson and some of the others who have been nibbling at the edges but haven't really broken into the big time, but... And as they get older, you know, hey, you start playing in the senior groups, yeah? And so every time someone comes along, like Spieth and some of the others, McIlroy, and they win a few, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon, and this is the new champion, sometimes it just does not happen. They fade away under the pressure of having to compete out there all by themselves on different courses, in various tournaments in the country and outside the country as well. And so, therefore, I am not surprised that no one's jumped up and claimed the title that Tiger Woods has held for so long. And based upon some of his recent health reports and all the different surgeries he's undergone, it doesn't look like he's going to come back to claim his title either. And so Nicklaus and Palmer and Snead and some of the others, they can rest easy until the next wonder comes along. It's 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. I almost said 617. 855-915-WMFO. I shall be back.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. Heart disease is something I live with every day. It runs in my family, and it took my dad's life. So I'm choosing to speak up, and so can you. Tell people how it's the number one killer of women. Tell them one woman dies every minute from it, and that 80% of cardiac events in women may be prevented if you make the right choices today. Join American Heart Association's Go Red for Women. Speak up to save lives at goredforwomen.org.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You need to know our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. Okay, it's that time of year again, and the National Football League is in training camps, and so therefore won't be long before the pigskins are flying all over the place, and hopefully they're not deflated. You know, I am just glad that the Deflategate thing has ended. I just have to say that, you know, first of all, there was no real evidence that warranted a four-game suspension and loss of draft picks and everything else that the Patriots had to go through. But anyway, Brady, I think, made the right decision. It's best if the courts were not going to look at the heart of the matter, and they were just going to say, well, hey, you give the CBA, whatever it was, CBA, gave Goodell all of this authority, so therefore, hey, he's just doing what he's been given the right to do. Now, the fact that the NFLPA is going to take it further, that's good. Because really, it's absolutely ridiculous. The way that the system is working right now is obviously not a player-friendly system. But it's what they agreed upon. And so therefore, as someone said, that they were players probably looking more at how much money are we going to get in this contract as opposed to what kind of rules will we giving over to Goodell to, you know, act as judge, jury, executioner, and undertaker as well. But anyway, I am not totally dejected. Everybody's wondering whether Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to handle the job. Well, if he was a rookie, or maybe even his second year, I would say, yeah, you know, it's going to be kind of tough. But the kid's been around for 3 years. This is going into his third year. And so therefore, I think he knows the system. We can make it as efficient for him as we possibly can. As I said, I think last week, one thing he has going for him is that he knows, has a good idea of what the system is all about, and he can run in the backfield. He is a, you know, more mobile quarterback than Tom Brady is. And so even though Brady has the ability to recognize defenses and things like that, which Garoppolo probably isn't quite up to that status yet, but with the good arm he has and the ability to get out of the pocket and throw the ball as well as maybe pick up a few yards to get out of bounds before he gets clobbered, that I don't think we're going to be in that bad shape. So, if we go 3-1 in our first four games with Brady out, I don't see any problem with that. And if we go 4-0, then we have a quarterback controversy, and we'll see what happens. But what it does do is give the Patriots, if they'll give the job back to Brady, no doubt, no matter what. Garoppolo does in the first four games. But then some of the teams that are looking for a quarterback might sell house, home, children, and everything else to get Garoppolo in a trade. And if Jacoby Brissett is as good as people think he's going to be, saying that he is a potential he's a potential quarterback like the guy in Pittsburgh whose name escapes me right now, Roethlisberger. And they said with better wheels than Roethlisberger has. So, hey, I'll go with it to see what happens and just hope for the best. One thing I think the Patriots have going for them is that this team is absolutely loaded offensively. The question is, can they, you know, stay healthy? I think that, when you look at it, with all the injuries they had, they were just one missed field goal away from going into overtime against Denver. And who knows what might have happened there. But they were a banged up, beaten up ball club. And they played, they did a yeoman job. We'll see what happens. I'm not the least bit dejected or upset or frustrated. We'll just have to wait and see, like everybody else, what's going to take place. Denver is, you know, just a shell of themselves. Not that Manning was that great, but they lost their backup as well. And Mark Sanchez, I gotta wait and see what Sanchez does with that offense. How well can the defense keep them in the games? They do have a pretty good defense, so we're gonna have to wait and see as far as that goes. Like I said, overall, the Patriots have loaded up on offense with Martellus Bennett and Rob Gronkowski. Ooh, how are they gonna stop those guys? So we will have to wait and see. Like I said, you know, maybe they can, maybe they can't. And if they can't, it's going to be a difficult, difficult time for the American League. For American League. For the Eastern Division of the American Association in the National Football League. Okay, it's 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of July, summer is starting to skirt by here. Anyway, it's 4:43, and I'm going to take a little break, and I shall return. We're going to talk NBA basketball and Boston Celtics. We'll be right back.
I used to smoke about a pack to two packs a day. That really put a strain on my pocket. That's why I really needed to find something to help me out.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I was like, you know, this may work.
I hop in the car. I have a cigarette. You know, wake up in the middle of the night with an asthma attack, hit my inhaler two times, come outside, and have a cigarette. It was really bad.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I've tried everything. I've tried the patches. I've tried quitting cold turkey. I've tried the gum. I just needed a person to talk to, somebody who can relate to me. She was just really supportive, and I was telling her what was going on. She was telling me different things that I could do to help with my stress. I would recommend the Quit Line because the support, the counselors, you know, awesome, awesome people.
They called just when they said they would. They really wanted to talk you through everything. They wanted to know how I was doing. I'm definitely not coughing as much. I feel healthier.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
And also your friends at Sounds of Praise and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You need to know our new phone number, which is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association. And I'm not going to begin with the Celtics. I'm going to begin with Kevin Durant. yeah, it would have been really nice if Kevin decided to choose the Boston Celtics, you know, as his landing place. But he chose the Golden State Warriors. Now, Kevin Durant had sort of a squeaky clean image prior to that. Now, I don't think he's going to be as vilified as LeBron James was when he went to Miami, took his talents to Miami, and won a couple of championships down there, and then came back to Cleveland because of all of the pressure and all the negative press and trying to rebuild his image. And won a championship last year with Cleveland and almost won one the year before. But I think Kevin Durant going to Golden State is going to tarnish his image, even though he doesn't, you know, he's not as much into commercials that I can tell on TV anyway, as LeBron was. And so therefore, he will be, you know, first of all, if they win, people are going to say, well, so what? They already had a championship team, and they added one of the best players, if not the second best player in the NBA to the championship team, and so therefore they should win. If they don't win, then the pressure is really, really on, and the hyperbole and the media and whatnot, they're going to really try to shred him. And it seems like so far he's not taking it that well, whatever has been coming his way. And so therefore, it's going to get even more difficult as time goes on. But we wait and see. You know, that's their problem. That's his problem now. That's Golden State's problem. And I'm sure that if he'd gone to Boston, the Celtics would have loved to have that as a problem. And so therefore, we're going to have to go and wait and see. And it's going to be interesting to see what Oklahoma City is going to do. Because it's obvious that Russell Westbrook is not going to stay there. Why would he stay there? No matter who they promise they're going to try and get, there's no guarantee they're going to get anybody, and there's no guarantee he's going to make them a contender or a champion. So he's going to go probably to the best team he can possibly get on and with the most money that he can possibly get. He's not staying. So if they don't trade him before the end of the season, they are going to be in big trouble because they aren't going to get anything back worthwhile in return. So there you go. That's their problem. I'm not overly concerned. I just thought I'd throw that out there from my perspective here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Now the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics, Boston Celtics, Boston Celtics. Celtics have improved primarily because Al Horford is going to be a better overall offensive and defensive threat for them than Jared Sullinger. Sullinger, best rebounder on the club last year. But his conditioning problems is a problem. And that is going to, that made him expendable. And that makes the Celtics more improved. Horford is going to rebound just as well, probably. Run the floor a lot better. Play better overall defense. And Amir Johnson will probably slide into the starting center spot. And the way Terry Rozier played in the summer league, I would think that right now he's the backup point guard behind Isaiah Thomas. And that leaves the shooting guard, small forward backup positions open. Avery Bradley is going to be the starting shooting guard. Jay Crowder starts a small forward. Can Jaylen Brown sneak in as the backup to Crawford at small forward? That will make his number three pick well worth it. He has potential. He lacks the good outside shot. But supposedly he can beat people off the dribble. And with Isaiah Thomas and Terry Rozier being able to do that also, he might make it look like, we haven't really lost a whole lot as far as having Evan Turner come off the bench at the small forward shooting guard spot. Now, Gerald Green was an intriguing pickup. Gerald could shoot. Gerald can go to the basket. He was the NBA dunk champion freshman his rookie year. What he has left, I don't know. Has he dropped off a lot? I don't know. Since I haven't seen him play that much, I know he had some off-the-court issues. How are they going to affect his position in his play? I guess the Celtics think it's not going to be a problem since they signed him up. Now, to me, he looked like he would be the small forward behind in the shooting. The shooting guard behind Avery Bradley. Now, that brings us to Marcus Smart. Okay, if Isaiah Thomas is the starting point guard and Terry Rozier wins the backup point guard, where does Marcus Smart fit in? RJ Hunter and James Young, they to me look like they may be bench guys. Hunter has a chance to, be that outside shooter off the bench. The Celtics haven't had since their championship year. But James Young got benched in summer league for not really putting out as they thought he should. And so that doesn't fare well. And they also have signed... get my paperwork out here. They signed Demetrius Jackson, a point guard from Notre Dame. We have Jonas Derebko. Where is he going to play? Kelly Olynyk, I believe, would be the backup power forward to Horford. Abdel Nader played well during the summer league. And then we have Jordan Mickey, who was given a guaranteed contract, a two-year, I believe. And he's a power forward type. Number three power forward behind Olynyk. Or does he push Olynyk back to three and he gets into number two? Although Olynyk has the outside shot, which allowed him to space the floor a lot. I can see Marcus Smart getting playing time in those instances when we go to a smaller lineup. But it's going to be interesting to see how the battle lines finally are drawn up, because there are still a whole lot of questions in my mind as to who does what to whom. Okay, I was a little disappointed that, and maybe it's just because of the numbers game, that Yabusele didn't get a chance at making the club before being sent off to China, where he can be stashed. They signed Ben Bentil. the 6'9" forward from Providence. It's going to be an interesting team. Like I said, Jaylen Brown, Gerald Green, Terry Rozier. Oh, Tyler Zeller will probably be the backup center behind Amir Johnson, with Horford moving into the center spot on occasion. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of battling for open positions. And like I said, I wish they'd given Gershon Yabusele a bigger shot. And we'll have to wait and see how that works out in the future. With Atlanta practically being decimated, except for the picking up of center there. But anyway, they've given away the store practically, so they won't be a contender. So right now, it looks like Cleveland, Toronto, and Boston, top three teams in the NBA East. So we'll wait and see about that also as well. What else can we do but wait and see? 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 31st, the final Sunday in the month of July, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m. We have more new music, top hits of the year 2016, and some local artists as well. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. So until next Sunday, your host Donnelly Brown saying God bless. Have a fantastic day. Let Sounds of Praise move you further into the day so you can enjoy the benefits and blessings that God has for you. And invite you back next Sunday at 4 a.m., Lord willing, when we do it all over again, here on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.
Forever. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.